Andrew Jones received 66.2% in his eighth year on the ballot. According to Ryan Thibodeau's Hall of Fame tracker, Beltran is polling at 89.2% with Jones at 83.5%. That would put them both over the necessary 75% threshold needed to get into the Baseball Hall of Fame. So if and when, over the next couple of minutes, we receive some breaking news that Andrew Jones is elected into the Baseball Hall of Fame, rightfully so, we will obviously pass that down. We'll take your calls. We'll react. And I'll reach out to Andrew and see, you know, I'm sure his text, I'm sure my text would be one of 10,000 flooding his inbox. So I doubt I would hear back, but you know what? I'll put the bat signal out there. We've had him on the show before on Dukes and Bell. So I was, you know, not to humble brag, but you know, there is a contact there that I can certainly put the bat signal out to and see if he'd like to come on the Atlanta airwaves and reflect on a Hall of Fame career. So we'll certainly do that. But again, any minute now, it's 6 p.m. is supposed to be the ballot release time. It is currently 6:06. So any second now, we should be getting the notification if and when Andrew Jones makes the Hall of Fame. Oren will be keeping me up to date on that. Man, we got a lot to talk about. I missed y'all yesterday because I was on the air, but I was on after Hawks. So I was on when Dukes and Bell are normally on. So I didn't get a chance to talk to a lot of my regulars that night. I missed y'all because we got to talk about Kevin Stefanski. If you didn't get a chance to call in yesterday, I'll be taking your initial reactions at 404-726-0929. And I also have a specific question about expectations. You can go vote on the poll at C Thomas Radio on Twitter. We'll be taking your calls on that as well. So a little two-parter tonight for Falcons fans in terms of the phone calls. National championship game. Really fun game last night between Miami and between Indiana, who captures their first title. What a historic run. In the last couple of years, we have been spoiled, y'all, between Joe Burrow's team with LSU and now this one with Indiana. Sprinkle in the Georgia and Alabama chips in between. This has been a really, really fun and exciting era for college football. And it's going to be tough for Miami to get back there next year. I don't know what their quarterback situation is going to look like, but they certainly fought hard and had an amazing run. But that Indiana team was unfreaking stoppable. That was a freight train moving at 1,000 miles an hour, and I don't think there's a team in the country that was going to be able to take them down. Tip of the cap to Kurt Cignetti, to Fernando Mendoza, who in all likelihood is going to be your starting quarterback for the Vegas Raiders next year. God bless them. That is going to be a tall and difficult order to get that franchise back on track. So we had a ton going on. The Hawks, man, oof. We'll talk to Caleb Johnson a little bit later tonight. What in the world is going on with the Atlanta Hawks? I mean, I said this yesterday. They finally play good defensively. They hold Giannis to like 12 field goal attempts for the game. And then you can't score. You start 0 for 21 from three-point land? My goodness. My goodness. And then they actually rattled off like 11 of their next 21 after that somehow. But it's still, at the end of the day, it was an utter disaster for the Hawks, who now are 5 games under .500 and have lost 4 in a row. What are we doing? And I know finally, they're starting to be a little bit of heat being raised about Quinn Snyder and the job that he's doing. Now, none of it's from the team. We had Lauren Williams on last week, and she said as of that point, she had heard absolutely zero rumblings about Quinn Snyder's job status being in doubt. And I don't think it is right now. You brought him in here to change the culture. And a lot of the things that Kevin Stefanski is being brought in to do now. Change the culture, implement his vision, get the offense back on track, fix the defense, and all these things. And I heard Carl Duke say it earlier, and it's kind of funny. All we did was blame Trey. Well, Trey's not here anymore, and you've lost 4 in a row, and you're 5 games under .500 and essentially out of the playing spot at this point by like half a game. So,
state your source.
Yeah, my source is the facts, Trey. Unfortunately, I'm just looking at the numbers, as we like to say on Dukes and Bell. I'm just looking at the numbers, man. That's really essentially what it comes down to. This team is giving up historic defensive performances, and that's not in a good way. That's in a bad way. They are basically telling you that we don't play defense, and that's a problem. Because this team, thank you, this team without Trae Young was supposed to be good defensively.
Just state your source.
Yeah, I am. It's the facts, Trey. I don't need a source on this one. I'm looking at hard numbers that are staring at me at a computer. Five games under 500, 0-4 in your last four games, giving up historic defensive performances, again, not in a good way, to the Celtics. And even when you hold teams like Giannis and the Bucks to 112 points, you can't score. Make it make sense, people. So a ton went on over the weekend. I'm glad to be back in the normal spot here with y'all. Now we got to talk. 404-726-0929, Falcons fans. I haven't gotten to hear a lot of my usual nighttime cruise reaction to Kevin Stefanski. You guys know how I feel. I love the hire. I think this is the right move. I think it's exactly what the Falcons need. They're doing things differently. They're changing direction entirely. Arthur Blank has taken big swings. He's taken a sledgehammer to the proceedings and the way things have been done here the last few seasons in Atlanta. He's a winner, two-time coach of the year. He's won a playoff game, things the Atlanta Falcons have not done in eight seasons. And I think he's the guy for the job. What do you think? 404-726-0929. And then more specifically, let's talk expectations, shall we? Because if they went the Kubiak, Weaver, Shula route that I think a lot of you wanted them to go, I think there would have been a mulligan. You could have made the case that the triumvirate of first-timers, if we've been talking about for a couple of weeks now, Matt Ryan, whoever the GM is, and a rookie coach, all right, give him a little bit of time to get adjusted. But here's the question. Question two, or 1B of the evening. Does hiring Stefanski put immediate playoff expectations on the Falcons? Go vote on the poll at C Thomas Radio. It's a simple yes or no. And give me a call, 404-726-0929. Right now, yes, 68%, no, 32%. So the majority of you are saying right now, Turtle, we got to win this thing right away. And I think that's fair. I don't mind putting expectations on Stefanski's shoulders. We brought you in here for a reason, coach. You got all this talent on offense to work with. Now go out there and prove it to us. What do you think? What do you think it should be? Should there be immediate playoff expectations set on the Falcons for next season, even though it's a new coach, a new GM, and a new president of football? Or no, you're going to give it a little bit of time. You know, these things don't always go the way of Ben Johnson and Liam Cohen, which I know a lot of you are going to point to tonight to say that, look, they turned this thing around. Most of the time it takes a Dan Campbell route. A lot of us forget it took 3 years for Campbell to get that thing really humming. It was the third season. He had a clunker in his first year. They made improvements in the second year, and then in the third year, that thing was humming. Are you willing to give Stefanski, Matt Ryan, and the GM that much grace? Or do you need to get this thing turned around right away? Plus, just your thoughts initially on the Stefanski hiring, if you hadn't had a chance to make him yet. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929 is the telephone number. Plus, if and when we get the news about Andrew Jones making the Hall of Fame, I will certainly be all over it. We'll go over his career. We'll let you call in. We'll do the whole thing. And I'll reach out to him. I mean, I don't know if I'll get a text back. I'm sure he's going to have 10,000 texts in his inbox. But we'll try. We'll see if he wants to come on and talk about his career if he does, in fact, make it into the Hall of Fame. Again, 404-726-0929. We're talking Falcons with you on a busy, busy Tuesday. Chris Thomas tonight, Turtle, with you till 10 o'clock.